Classic Business Tax.
Well, tax season has opened, so it's time to get down to the brass tacks of tax. Speaking at an event to mark the opening of tax season at the SARS campus in Alberton yesterday, the finance minister said government is faced with a trio of objectives: to stabilise SARS, to restore the credibility of the once proud institution, and also to meet the revenue targets. Now, the revenue target has been set at 1.345 trillion rand. That's 10.5% higher than the revised target of 1.217 trillion, which was set last year. And we know that SARS had a massive revenue shortfall, almost 50 billion last year, and undershot the revenue target by some 700 million. El Sara Risotto, lead dispute resolution and tax controversy at PwC, is tonight's tax guest. Evening, El Sara.
Good evening, Michael. Good evening to your listeners.
Now, the reports I find quite interesting are that SARS Acting Chief Mark Kingon is having sleepless nights about achieving that target. How much of this increase will he secure through that VAT increase, which will do a fair amount of the heavy lifting?
Yes, quite correct, Michael. I suppose I think we've already seen an increase in a significant portion of revenue by the 1% increase that came in on the 1st of April. But I think there will be a greater focus at the moment in improving compliance. And you would have seen Mr. Kingon specifically also say that they're looking at companies as well, and that they'll be looking at increasing their enforcement investigation units as well, to make sure that they not only improve compliance, but they in fact broaden the tax base, which I suppose is on everybody's top of mind. So yes, if that answers your question in terms of overall contribution to the fisc, I think it's a dual approach.
And his challenge is also compounded by the fact that we've got general anemic economic growth issues, and the fact that Steinhoff and that collapse, for example, is going to mean significantly less corporate income tax just from one corporate. But there are a few out there who have suffered spectacular collapses over the last while. He did mention he has specific concerns about company income tax without elaborating in any of the media reports that I've read, and without being there, do you have any idea what that could be about?
Well, we've seen in their strategic report that they've released last year, and obviously that's a year ago, that there'd be an increased focus on not only companies. I think they've stated that they'd be looking at around about 6,000 SMEs, 130 high net worth individuals, and around about 2,000 corporate players. That was the targets or the outcomes that they've released last year in March in their strategic document. How they specifically will focus this year on their revenue initiatives, I think, will be a lot driven on improving technology, and you've seen that in the latest media release today, to say that they're pushing for increased volume on e-filing. I think in the last 24 hours since e-filing, or that the filing opened on the 1st of July, they've seen 54,000 returns being received, which is much higher than last year. And I think that there will be a drive not only at, as I said, the compliance itself, but also at increased view of looking at illicit economy, as well as an improve of overall enforcement investigations across all spectrums.
That illicit economy is an interesting one, because we've seen just on contraband cigarettes alone, the estimates are that if you're just looking from a revenue perspective, it's costing the fiscus around 5 billion rand a year. If you look at that, it's around 10% of that that national budget shortfall of 50 billion. So just an approach from that level, having a look at reconfiguring some of those units that focus on the illicit economy, not just contraband cigarettes here. We've got abalone poaching, there's the fuel trade, there's the illicit gold trade, organized crime, all of those could have a very big impact. The challenge, though, for SARS is how does it unscramble or unbake that particular pie, or unscramble that egg? Because a lot of those experienced investigators that have headed those units are now scattered either throughout their own operations, or some have left the service altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like we were saying, it's reinvigorating that. And we all know that there've been various projects, not only the tobacco industry, but across all spectrums, automotive, labor broking, all sorts of various aspects of the economy that was under the previous regime, perhaps a focused area for SARS, and we, it was a very good revenue generator for them. So I suppose for now, Michael, it's getting back to basics and rebuilding some of that previous expertise and units that they had. And we believe that they are in process of doing that. We've heard Mark Kingman say that their head of enforcement is looking at rebuilding that capacity. And that, I think, could only benefit the South African economy.
In the long run, will he be able to do that in this particular fiscal, I think, remains to be seen. I certainly wouldn't want that responsibility at this point. Now, Al, are you there?
I am.
I thought we had lost you on the line. It gave me one of those pings in my cans. Now, back to those businesses and those individuals who perhaps have been operating below the radar, but that are now squarely and firmly in SARS crosshairs at the moment. There was a mention of prominent business individuals who may have up to 200 different entities in their stables, things like trusts and companies. And who would you reckon are key here for Kingon and Co. to go after? In other words, if you've been dodging and ducking and diving up to this point, who are those individuals who really need to be thinking of coming clean?
Yeah, that's a very difficult question to answer. I mean, we at PwC always recommend to be compliant and responsible taxpayers, and obviously the focus is almost echoing what Mark Kingman said yesterday in terms of always making sure your declarations are correct, file on time, no fictitious deductions. But it's an interesting comment, Michael. If you have a look at the service charter that was issued yesterday by SARS, in fact, it lists a quite long list of rights and obligations of both SARS and taxpayers, and where, in fact, there's a specific mention of saying discouraging fictitious or fraudulent behavior by taxpayers, which is an interesting development, and it's also interesting development in the sense that they've just launched this service charter, which has been requested by various controlling bodies, taxpayers, and even the tax ombuds for the last couple of years. I think this is a positive development for SARS. I think it's a development that could potentially assist with compliance and overall tax morality. But like you've said, not something we're going to fix in one fiscal year, perhaps over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years even. Mm. I think there's a lot of bridges that need to be rebuilt and a lot of foundations that need to be cemented before SARS will be the effective organization that it was known for a couple of years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you lose that kind of trust, when it's eroded, it isn't rebuilt overnight. SARS is going to have to demonstrate a meaningful commitment to change. The large business center and repairing relationships relating to the large business center is a good place to start. What are you seeing in your engagements with SARS around its attempts and efforts to reinvigorate the large business center?
Yes, so you're quite right. A lot of the listed clients or clients with turnovers of over $1 billion are usually within the LB, they're now known as the large business unit of SARS at Negwood Park. And as you might or might not know, that most of these businesses have got relationship managers that deal with their affairs with SARS. From our clients, the feedback we've been getting is that they're not really getting up to standard feedback or necessarily assistance from these personal bankers, or call them relationship managers of SARS. And in essence, it boils down to, I think, workload, number one, the amount of cases that each of these personal bankers have or responsibility managers have. So number one, maybe being inundated with the amount of premium taxpayers that they need to take care of. And number two, the escalation process and so on is just so burdensome and bureaucratic that sometimes just getting an answer from the LB has been extremely difficult. But again, we hear positive vibrations from SARS. We hear that there's a new emphasis from Mark Kingman to rebuild LB, again, in the interest of taxpayers, in the interest of the country. And we can only hope that that will start, I think, with improving their systems. We found that some of their systems don't necessarily always align with the Act, updating their staff, making sure that they have all the necessary training, and also accountability and responsibility of SARS staff, and ensuring that now they stick to their end of the bargain on the service charter, as taxpayers need to stick to their end of the bargain. And finally, just being more accessible and reactive to queries from taxpayers and breaking down the wall between taxpayers and SARS. So effectively, e-filing has been very effective in promoting compliance, but being not so effective when wanting to liaise or perhaps pick up a phone and speak to an individual.
That's the problem with technology. I think a lot of the banks are actually trying to grapple with it as well. The fact that you create layers of supposed efficiency when it works. When it doesn't, you want to speak to a human being on the other side. And I see SARS's contact center is going to endeavor to answer calls with a human voice, I hope, within 4 minutes during peak season and within 1 minute during off-peak, and is also aiming to pay refunds above 100 rand within, I think it's 7 business days.
7 days.
So we'll
hold
them to account. L. Sarah Rosato, Lead Dispute Resolution and Tax Controversy at PwC, talking a little bit more about a new look SARS endeavouring to deliver more via its service charter here on Classic Business.